Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we will just have some important reminders for the present time that we are in. That is, we are here at the end of, coming to the end of Shawwal, and then the month of Zulqa'dah will start. And from the first day of Shawwal, that is the day of Eid, the season of Hajj starts. The sequence is so beautifully arranged by Allah Ta'ala that in Ramadan, which is a month to acquire taqwa, to come onto the straight path, if we spend our Ramadan correctly, then after Ramadan our desire for Allah Ta'ala, for Akhirat, will have grown much more, which really means that now we actually want to be by Allah Ta'ala. Of course Allah is everywhere, but we know that at Hajj, at Baytullah, Haramain Sharifain, Makkah Sharif, Muzdalifah, Arafah, how much more a person feels the presence of Allah Ta'ala. So automatically, if we had spent our Ramadan correctly, we will want to meet Allah. So we will want to go for Hajj, go to the house of Allah to meet Allah Ta'ala. And this urge will be strong in us. Of course, most of us won't be going for Hajj physically, we won't be going. There are, mashallah, those people who are going for Hajj. But every one of us, those who are going, those who are not going, our hearts should be there now automatically. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Mu'ana Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, says, when the day of Eid comes after Ramadan, most of the people get happy. It's Eid's day, Ramzan is finished, rozas are over. But I get happy that, and he quotes a poem, ke suna hai ke tere dar par tere aashiqon ka hujum hoga. We have heard that now all your lovers will be flocking to your place, to your house, and they're going together there. Agar ijazat ho, to main bhi unme shamil ho jaun. If you give me permission of Allah, I would also like to be among those people who are flocking to Makkah Sharif. If we are not flocking there physically with our bodies, but our mind and heart, soul and heart, we should be also there. So that should be with our nature now, that we are there in Makkah Sharif. And with regard to that, Allah Ta'ala says, Al-Hajj Ashhurum Ma'lumat. Hajj are the fixed months. That is Shawwal, Zulqa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah. These are the days of Hajj. And the season of Hajj, which is called the Mawsam. So automatically our heart should incline. فَمَنْ فَرَضَ فِيهِنَّ الْحَجَّ. Any person who is going for Hajj that year, فَلَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِّ. Of all the other preparations that we make, our passports, our booking, our hotels, whatever else it is, the greatest preparation is we should pack a bag of sabr. Because here we will be needing sabr a lot. We should pack a bag of taqwa, of the fear of Allah Ta'ala. Those should be. So consequently, we won't do rafat, fusuq, jidal, fighting, swearing, arguing with one another, etc. That should not be there in Hajj at all. In other words, get spiritually prepared so that when you are traveling, things are not like at home, where everything is always straightforward. You want this, it's there on its time, it's there on its place. In travels, it's not like that. Every time you're in a different place, different people, different environment, you don't get your full sleep, your full rest. You are all the time, especially the 5 days of Hajj, is quite exhaustive. So in all that, you need a lot of sabr, a lot of taqwa. So وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يَعْلَمُهُ اللَّهُ. And whatever you do of any good, Allah is aware of it. Do it for the pleasure of Allah. This indication of sincerity must be in all our a'mal also, that Allah accepts only those a'mal that have got sincerity, and there is lot barakat in the a'mal that is done only for the pleasure of Allah. وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يَعْلَمُهُ اللَّهُ. وَتَزَوَّدُوا. And take your part course. And what is your part course? Taqwa. Take taqwa with you. Take sabr with you. Take patience with you. Tolerance with you. That is what you are going to require. very greatly in Hajj. وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ زَادِ التَّقْوَى وَاتَّقُونِ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. And fear me only, O people of intelligence. So prepare for Hajj. So that should be our attitude now. Our minds, we shouldn't be that way. Our minds are free, that we're not even thinking of Hajj. Or just like our mind should not be free of the plight of the Palestinians or any and all Muslims who are suffering in the world. Though Allah has kept us in our comfort zones, we have got no problems like the poor Palestinians have got. Everything of ours is normal, but they are our brothers, more than our blood brothers, they are our spiritual brothers, our dini brothers, and we should feel it much more for them. In the same way also, now Hajj should be in our minds and our hearts. All the Hajjis who are gathering there, not just to look at some videos or on TV, etc. Those are not the things for a mu'min. For us, in our heart should be there. And after the Hajj comes the great ibadat of Qurbani. On the 10th of Zulhijjah comes Qurbani, which is now Ramzan. We cleansed and purified ourselves. So naturally the desire to meet our Creator came in our heart. So we went for Hajj. And then when we, so to say, met Allah Ta'ala now, or even if we are here, but our hearts were there in Tawaf, in Safa Marwa, in Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, our hearts were there, then the love of Allah increases so much that now we just want to be by Allah forever. So we make the Qurbani. The Qurbani we will make, first we felt Shaitan, that we become clean of all gunas. And then we make the Qurbani, it will be made of an animal. There also whoever is making, yeah, also at home whoever is making. But really we should I'm slaughtering myself. Not only my son, but my own desires, my nafs, my guna, my desires of all and any types of guna. I'm slaughtering that. I'm slaughtering myself and I'm presenting myself by Allah Ta'ala. Then we will get the real spirit of our Islam, of the value of living in this world. Then living in this world will be valuable to us. And then we can see what the Zawwadu prepare for Akhirat. And in these ways, not just our dunya's thing, eating, drinking, going toilet, that is not our purpose of world. Earning to eat, eating, making toilet out of it, and then back hungry, so again we go and earn, again we go to toilet, we finish. That is not our purpose, which Maulana Palan Puri says, Rahmatullah Ali, Din ko kamana, to earn during the day, Raat ko khana, and at night to have a nice meal, Subah ko paakhana. In the morning we go to toilet. To insan kya hua? Insan ek paakhana banane wali machine bana. Insan then, this was ashraful makhlukat. What great qualities Allah kept of this insan, but we made out of it is just a machine to make stool, to make urine and stool. That is all what we are doing. No, Allah has created us for a much more lofty purpose. Ramzan was there, then Hajj comes, then Qurbani comes. These are the things that we should bring in our lives. May Allah give us all tawfiq for this reality, even if we are not going for Hajj, but let our hearts be there. And Qurbani also, let us do it properly and not spoil it by videoing everything, man and woman mixing, no parda, etc. Observe the laws of Allah and then see the great benefits that we get from it. May Allah give us tawfiq. SubhanAllah. Nishadu.